Blog Talk Radio.
It's now time for That Otaku Life with your host, I'm a nerd bitch, George. Harley's Love Shack.
Knock, knock, Quentin. Say hello to you.
To talk about that otaku life, cosplay, video games, comics, and all nerd topics. Here on the Roman Show Network, we bring you that otaku life.
And folks, welcome to another episode of That Otaku Life, the first ever episode that we get to do this live together. And thank God we did not go live just 2 seconds ago because I just went deaf with a freaking giant sneeze. But guys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. So guys, welcome to The Otaku Life, where we basically talk anime, cosplay, video games, butts, boobs, sex.
Well then.
You know, and all that good stuff. Not like last week when we had sex talk here on the topic.
Oh God, can we just stop?
Lord.
Hey. I don't want to know what you do with that pillow.
That poor pillow, man.
Hey, you finally get to meet Jasmine in person. What do you guys
think? Oh God. I'm going to tell her, you poor thing.
That's a crusty pillow.
Why'd you say that?
You're lucky that you haven't met her inside yet. But anyway.
Oh my God, please stop.
Again, if you heard me from last week, if you're a parent and you're letting a child listen to this show, you are one awesome parent.
I'm looking at you, Nate family.
Well, guys, welcome to another episode. Of course, I'm joined with my sisters from Other Misters. I started with you last week, Molly, so I'm going to start now with, of course, Harley's Love Shack. So, Harley, how are you doing today?
I just saw that pillow. I'm not doing that great.
You leave my baby, she didn't mean you, okay?
So, oh my God.
Hold on. Love you.
Oh my God. Stop kissing it. Please stop. Please, your face.
Well, while Harley is gone to probably throw up in the bathroom, of course, I'm joined here with Molly May. Molly, how are you doing today?
Pretty dang awesome, you know. Can't complain about much. Although I really do feel for that poor pillow. All the bleach in the world can't clean that poor girl.
That pillow is so too big.
Leave my pillow out. She's not a pillow, first off. She's an actual human being.
If she was a human being.
Okay, Julie.
She would have run by now.
She eats and she pleasures me very much.
Too much. Okay. Too much.
So guys, again, welcome to a great show. We're a bunch of fun. And now Molly May has gone to the restroom now, too. So we're here to give you a lot of fun. today's all about video games, folks. Today should be an episode pretty much dedicated to Molly May, as she's a YouTube host of Game Dames, you know, based on video games. And on top of that, we're actually having a gamer on the show and a soon-to-be video game developer in Nicole De Jesus, which she otherwise known as Gamer Girl. This is gonna be interesting. She's actually, her boyfriend's that, you guys judge me for a pillow, but her boyfriend is a Halo figure, a Master Chief.
At least that's a little more like
Master Chief.
Yeah,
Master Chief.
You're with a Disney princess. That's for children. Yeah. At least Master Chief is, you know,
a man
and a master and a chief and whatever other Halo stuff he is.
I thought he was a Master Chef.
That would be.
Hey, awesome. but who cares? Freaking Jasmine was is a princess. She's actually a queen. I stole her from Aladdin.
Oh Lord, you realize now that like by saying that, if you were real, your head would be like on the ground.
Maybe.
No, my God.
Oh, and look who just signed on. Speaking of the Knight family just logged on. Now, guys.
Hi, guys.
If you're tuning in, by the way, if you were already inside the chat. basically, or the episode, and you're tuning in live right now and you don't see a chat room on the bottom, just please refresh your page and you will see the chat box on the bottom. So if you want to be part of the chat room, again, just refresh your page and the chat box should be all the way at the bottom.
Hey, George.
Yes.
What are we talking about today? Because I legit don't know.
Hey, I just was telling the fans about how they could get into the chat.
No, I don't mean like...
He's trying to be informative.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. It's just, gosh, Harley.
God.
I really don't know what you guys... It's like, hey, we're going to do another episode.
Videogames.
Okay. No, duh.
Where's Joker when you need him?
No idea.
Oh,
Mr. J.
Mr. J.
Aw.
So basically, guys, today is, again, based on all above video games, we're actually going to be discussing upcoming titles this year and next year, what we're looking forward to the most. And on top of that, what we think should be the video game of the year thus far.
Mm-hmm.
So in our opinion, not to say that this is, you know, hey.
We can't tell the future. We're not going to say, this Wendy's cup I'm drinking from is going to be cup of the year.
Exactly. This is just our opinion, what we think. So far, the Knight family think that Batman Arkham Knight should be game of the year. So, and we'll get to that topic in just a second. So thank you very much. And welcome, Alejandro, to the chat. Thanks very much for coming
welcome,
in.
Welcome.
Wait, is that one? Do I know that one?
Yeah, I believe so. His starts with a C.
Caballero.
Oh, and...
Nah. Alejandro Gentleman.
As a matter of fact, Alejandro says Fallout is going to be the game of the year.
Really?
Fallout 4, which I have heard, and Alejandro says, yes, you do know him.
Oh, I do know this one.
Now you're a butthole for not knowing.
I don't know. We have his middle name is my last name, so that's what threw me off.
Well,
very nice.
Yeah, maybe. But anyway, guys, we got a lot of things to talk about today. On top of that is the debut of the segment Bizarre Facts, which I hope you guys are ready to use the bathroom.
Nope.
On top of that,
your mom is staring at you like you just grew another eye.
Yeah. Hey, my mother's our producer. Okay, so she's staring at me.
What's
she's
the dog?
Like,
our executive producer?
Yeah, pretty much.
Your dog,
and we are actually having construction here at our studio as well. So
you mean your house?
Yeah. hey, we're constructing a studio here in my house.
That's... You know, if you're banging on the table, I can hear it.
Yeah. Stop it. You're alerting the dog.
Okay, so what do you guys want to talk about first, guys? Do you want to talk about future titles, or do you want to already start off with Game of the Year?
Oh, you know what I want to see? That they've been pushing it back for, like, the longest.
What?
If I can remember what it was called.
Last Guardian?
Yes!
I figured you were going to go for that.
Oh my
that
God.
Game has been on hold for about 4 to 5 years.
That sucks.
I'll be right back, folks.
But it looks so pretty, though.
I actually haven't seen any, like, trailers for it or anything.
Are you serious? So what is wrong with you? That game is beautiful.
Many things. Would you like me to break out my list?
Yes, break it out right now.
I don't have it here.
Oh. I don't know. That game looks... I mean, it's kind of nice because it's, like, it's a different kind of game. It's not just, like, oh, you know, you gotta shoot someone or you're, like, a hunter. Like, artistic in a way. And it's, like, it's all... I mean, most of it is puzzle-based. Like, have you ever played Shadow of the Colossus? It's the same company.
Ah.
Or, like, I think the name is Ico.
I don't remember names. I'm stuck.
Yeah, but...
But
The Last Guardian has been on hold for about 4 to 5 years now. And really, a lot of people have, like, for you, thank God that you're and I don't mean this in a bad way, but thank God you're a diehard fan, for The Last Guardian, because there's a lot of people that have already quit on the game.
Wow.
So just because of how long it's been already since the first announcement. For Christ, no, actually, it's been more than 3 to 4 years,
it's
Harley.
It's been a while. I don't know which year it was at the Video Game Awards. They mentioned it 1 year, like, before it was even spoken about, they mentioned it. And then they skipped a year about talking about it, and it made everybody just go, like, where the hell did this game go?
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just, like, it made me sad because, like, I like those type of games. Like, I don't know, some people might not like it, but I like it. Because it's different, it's gorgeous, it's beautiful in its own way.
As a matter of fact, after seeing the trailer from the E3 this year, I wanted to get myself one of those giant things as a pet. Because it was so cute, it would fly across the bridge, and then it would wag its tail on the other side, just meow. I'm like, oh my God, I want to keep one.
It's cool because, like, I mean,
I don't know. If, I guess you play as the kid and you don't really play as the, I guess, the guardian per se. I don't know if this is a creature or whatever. But, yeah. Like, you, like, jump over something and, like, you'll miss. Mm-hmm. And he'll grab you. And it's like, oh, that's cool. Yeah.
That's really sweet.
But then, like, they showed gameplay and it's just, like, there was this little sculpture thing or, like, a shrine or something. And it started hissing at it. So it's like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
You know?
What does this mean?
Well, aside from Last Guardian, though, there's another a game that's actually in the peak of everyone's attention right now, and that's Star Wars Battlefront.
Oh, oh yeah, God.
That looks good.
40-person online multiplayer. It's not going to have a story mode either.
Nice.
It's going to be based on online gameplay. It's going to have, you know, your single-player campaigns, but don't expect it to have a story mode. So that's what I, you know, that's what I heard. So basically, it's not going to have a mission base. It's going to have single-player campaigns, all separate, kind of in a way, but is mainly made for online gameplay. Hmm. So 40-person online, and on top of that, the fact that you can control all these things in this game now, you control the AT-ATs and all that, that's caught my attention, guys.
Hmm.
That as far as, you know, Star Wars is concerned.
What was that new game that they mentioned that it was like a robot apocalypse with animals?
Oh, you're talking about
Horizon.
Let me look. No, I don't want to touch
it. That's not coming out this year, is it?
No, I think it's coming out next year.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Dang.
But that one looks really freaking cool.
Actually, I don't watch much stuff on.
Oh my God, you're a gamer, Molly!
So?
What the heck?
I'm a retro!
Hipster. I was playing video games before I was cool.
Video games were cool as soon as they came out, so I don't know what the heck you want from me about that.
I'm just saying.
Okay,
play old game is what it is. I'm an old lady.
Okay, so if you want to talk retro, then let's talk retro. They're actually rebooting the Ratchet & Clank series for PS4.
Yes, they are. And you know what else they're remaking that has me going crazy is that they are making a 3DS version of Streets of Rage 2, which was like one of the first games I used to play as a kid on the Sega Genesis. And I am...
Stop tapping on the table.
You can hear myself. All right.
You can hear it in the microphone. You know what I want to see? Jak and Daxter.
Yes.
I miss that game.
They did have an HD collection like long ago that I have.
Hmm.
So,
you say. For what system?
PS3.
Can I borrow it?
Yes, of course.
Yes!
Is Jak and Daxter your favorite retro game that you'll like to see rebooted, Harvey?
Well, it technically already was rebooted, but...
It was rebooted, in a way. I mean,
The next gen, I'm talking about.
I would like to see it continue the story. I mean, like, I came out with, like, The Last Frontier, and it was, like, never really, like, promoted or anything, and it was for PlayStation 2. And I'm like, I saw it at GameStop, and I'm like, what the heck is this?
When did this come out?
I didn't get it because he didn't have his goatee. I was like, nope.
What? They took it off?
Yeah, I'm like, how are you going to take his goatee? Like, when they added that, I was like,
oh my God.
So much hotter now. Those ears, that little otzel he has with him.
That reminds me that you know that they also remade Crash Bandicoot?
Oh, God.
You know what they did to him?
What?
They gave him tribal tattoos up his arm.
That's pretty cool.
It looks cool, but at the same time, I'm like, why would Crash have that? Like, they remade everybody.
I've never played the game, so I don't know.
I love this.
Okay, so I'm going to ask around the table here.
What's up?
And this goes for our people in the, whether you're in the chat or you're just listening via phone and you haven't refreshed your page.
What the heck are you saying?
You know, this, I want to know, what is the retro game that you'd like to see rebooted for the next gen consoles? Whether it be Xbox One or oh my God, or PS4. Guys, this goes for you in the chat room as well. What retro game do you want to see rebooted for the next gen consoles? Starting with you, Molly, which one, because you're the retro girl, which one would you like to see rebooted for next gen?
I gotta be honest, I don't really want any of the old games to get rebooted because I've seen what happens with them. Besides Crash, I've also seen what happened to Spyro, and viciously destroyed him. So to be honest, I don't want any old game to get rebooted. I mean, with what they're doing with Streets of Rage is that they're just pretty much...
Have you seen what they've done to Sonic?
Don't even...
that's why I was going to tell you. I wanted to see Sonic get rebooted.
I believe, forgive and forget. Live and learn.
It's awesome that they're like continuing him, but it's like...
I'm sorry.
Werehog.
I got to be honest. They are wringing him pretty dry with all this crazy stuff. I love Sonic. I will always love Sonic.
I love Sonic
nothing on this planet will ever make me not love Sonic. I forgive all of those, but it's like enough, okay? I get you guys are trying to compete with Mario, but
have you seen what they've done to Shadow?
What did they do to Shadow?
Did you not see that one game they did for Shadow?
Oh, Shadow the Hedgehog. Oh, I thought you meant like they changed his look or something. No, I know about Shadow the Hedgehog. Don't get me wrong. I know about that too.
I mean, I love that he was on a motorcycle, but then the guns. And yeah, I'm no, like, the guns. What are you guys saying?
I saw that on the commercial. I'm like, why are you guys doing this? He's supposed to be like redeeming himself or something. Like, no.
He's so emo.
Yeah.
He wasn't that emo.
I
a little, but they just kind of amplified it. Like, oh, my crazy. God. But no, like yeah. Just to answer the question, George. No, I don't want anybody to be.
Oh, you don't want. Well, but no. Basically, you know. Wow. Okay. How about you, Harley? Is there any game you want to see rebooted? By the way, the Knight family says that you know they miss Champions of Norrath from PS2.
Oh, I know what that is.
And they mentioned another game here. RWBY.
Oh, an RWBY game. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Although I don't know if that would be possible since you know, like, Monty's not with us.
There's a game that came out, it was really old. I don't know if it was for Xbox or PlayStation, because I had both at the time.
Which what?
It's called Sudeki.
Sudeki.
Yeah, okay. It's really a really odd game. Like, the way they mention it, it's two worlds. There was one world, and then the world was broken up into two. So, there's four heroes. One guy is like an engineer guy, he's smart. One chick is like a warrior, tribal girl. One's a mage, but she's a princess. And the main guy is a warrior who works for the army. And it was really cool. Crap. But,
crap.
It was cool, it was pretty cool. Like playing it, it was pretty bloody too. So maybe it was an Xbox game. But you end up going into the other world because you got to go they're considered the light. And then the other world's considered the shadow. And you go to the other world trying to find this one guy who's like a bad guy,
mm-hmm.
obviously.
Yeah.
And I mean, I can't remember it because it was so long ago. And it was supposed to be like the main character's brother, but his bad side, like his dark side.
You know,
and
his
dark side killed
now.
His light side. So it's like all that crazy stuff was going on. But you're going to search for him, and then you would find your shadow,
mm-hmm.
and they would just, at the end, they all became one.
Huh. Mm.
And it was pretty cool, because they would change in looks, and, like, there was this goddess, or I think it was a goddess, who was, like, giving them powers and upgrading you for all four characters. It was just neat, because, like, all four characters had their own story. You would play one of each all the time, and then they would all gang up together. It took forever, and then the last boss battle was just ridiculously hard. I just gave up. I was like, screw it. I don't even need to see the end of this game.
Just like every boss battle in Dark Souls. But Naive in the chat room says that they should reboot the Warriors from PS2, which was based on the movie, actually. But that should be a good one to reboot. Personally,
I recently saw that movie. I've never seen it. It was for what it was, like, I took it what it was. I mean, it was an old cheesy movie, but it was good.
It was very good.
It was good.
Old cheesy movie.
Yeah, it was a good cheesy old movie. Like, I could see, like, this was badass back in the day, but now it's just kind of funny.
Yeah.
But it's still pretty cool.
Kind of like Kung Pao.
Yeah. It makes me think, stupidly enough, like, I'm always going to relate something to freaking Batman. But it just makes me think of Batman. Like, all the different gangs with their different outfits, like,
yeah,
you know, it's
fun. I love that.
Did you guys ever see the new indie film called Kung Fury?
Isn't that like supposed to be the sequel to Kung Pao?
What?
No, it's not. Aww. Kung Pao. It's like this very, very budget style, very weird. There's a Thor in the movie.
What? Oh my god.
Now we have to see it.
Have you ever seen the sci-fi movie with Thor and Loki?
What?
No.
It was so terrible.
Alejandro says Kung Fury is awesome. People in the chat room are now saying that we need to sit down and watch it. But
that's something we gotta do.
Guys, listen to this. They came out with a goddamn video game. Kung Fury,
oh,
yes.
Oh, God.
So it's ridiculous. Now that we're talking about movies, though, now it's time to get into the fan favorite segment of the day.
Aww.
Doris's favorite.
Yeah. Is it really a fan favorite? How do you know it's a fan favorite?
Because everyone loves it.
Fans come up and tell him it's my favorite.
I don't believe that. All you do is talk to that Jasmine pillow.
Welcome House of Burbs. Welcome to the show. This is the first time I see you here. So
hi, House of Burbs. Burbs are cool.
And House of Burbs wants to see a reboot of Windjammers.
That sounds so familiar. Ah. Oh.
So thank you very much for that. We'll get right back to the whole thing about reboots in just a second. But right now we're gonna jump into the fan favorite segment of Thor's movie reviews.
How do you know if it's a fan favorite? How?
Harley, you should ask around people and say, hey, Thor's movies reviews your favorite part of that Otaku Life?
I'm gonna freaking ask. I don't believe you. You've lied to me before, George.
Well, the Knight family doesn't like Thor's movie reviews. She's making it very... she says, Harley, help, not a fan favorite. So basically...
Well, you got one vote against it.
So let's go ahead and go into Thor's movie reviews. Right after that, we're going to hit you with some bizarre facts. And then right after that, we're going to talk to our guest. And then the main event topic, Game of the Year. So guys, we'll be right back for after Thor's movie reviews.
With the power of Mjolnir, Mjolnir, how do you pronounce the name of this damn hammer? Mjolnir, fuck it. Whatever, man, that electrified hammer, we bring you Thor's movie reviews.
I love the intro, always funny. Hello, mortals, welcome to Thor's Movie Reviews here on That Otaku Life radio show. How's everyone been? Oh, that's right, you can't answer that. My bad. Today we're going to be reviewing Pixels, because it's been a video game themed day all day long. So let's go ahead and go through my thoughts of the movie and... you know, we'll see how funny or not the movie was. Number one, the intro is very cool with the 8-bit credits. I enjoy blocks because they build. Puns. Number two, how did they end up at the World Championship without so much as an explanation? Like, I just don't get that. It's not a very good start here with the plot. Number three, I do love Donkey Kong, though. I mean, he's awesome. Number four, We Will Rock You? Yes, this soundtrack is highly exceptional and is making this movie a lot better so far. Number five, I do not like Kevin James. He's very annoying. Oh, wait a minute, he's the president of the United States of America? Ha 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 ha! What the I know, Heimdall, I know. Sorry, children, I almost said a bad word, but I PG'd myself with shoes. Number six, shocking. Kevin James can't read. I feel like that's always his character. Is he just some idiot who can't read? Number seven, Adam Sandler is really losing his touch. It's very sad, actually, because I love his early movies. I mean, Big Daddy, Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, those three are just iconic, and he just keeps putting out terrible movies lately, and it makes the Thor god over here just super sad. And you know, I could cry. No, Heimdall, I'm not going to actually cry, you nerd. Number eight, seriously though, so far nothing has been funny in this film, and it's very worrisome. Number nine, this Mrs. Van Patten is banging though, as you mortals like to say. I don't really understand it, but it sounds funny to me. Number 10. My interests are not being kept so far. Period. Number 11. I could go for an ale. Number 12. Haha. Adam Sandler leaned in for a kiss and got shut down. Now that is funny. None of these jokes have been funny, but that was funny. Number 13. Adam Sandler and Van Patten are going in the same direction in the White House. Oh, look at that. They're going to have to work together for the entire film after that awkward kiss moment in the closet. They came out of the closet, guys. and they did not have 7 minutes in heaven. moving on. Number 14. Okay, this is actually starting to get funny, and that's probably a good thing. Number 15. Brian Cox character says, "Let's blow up Google." No, Brian Cox. How are our listeners supposed to Google references if they have no Google in which to use? Seriously. Get it together. Number 16. This Wonder Kid fellow is annoying. Period. Number 17. Pointless bickering. Now get on with the fights already. Number 18. I need another ale. Period. Number 19. Sandler called Brian Cox General Zod. I chuckled. It was kind of funny. And number 20. All right, these jokes are terrible. Just stop. Number 21. Oh, well, you know, if they actually played this movie with more drama and less comedy, it could be really good. I mean, the jokes aren't great at all. And the fact that they just keep saying them so often makes me cringe. Because they're just ruining what is already a not-so-great movie. In my personal God of Thunder opinion here. Number 22. I love the line where it says, "Let the nerds take over." Yes, do that. Yes, yes. Yes! Seriously, that is the best line of the movie right there. Number 23. Finally, a battle. It's about damn time. Number 24. A battle montage set to Working for the Weekend song by that band that sings Working for the Weekend. I can dig this. Number 25. Ale number 3. Number 26. So the best joke in the entire film is the fact that they play on Kevin James' character not being able to read. Shocking, of course. But he tries to say catastrophe, but he says catatastrophe. Catatastrophe. Seriously, that's hilarious. And they just keep repeating it in the entire film. That's the only verbal joke that's actually funny every time. Number 27. The only funny person in this film is Peter Dinklage. Thank you for that. Number 28. Nick Swartzen appearance! Exclamation point. Number 29. Tyrion Lannister, everyone! Ha ha ha! Always a jerk! Number 30. Pac-Man sequence is so far the best. If they can repeat this for the next sequence, we are on our way to a nice ending. Also, I might add, very clever way to kill the pack, if I say so myself, with the reverse ghost car thing that they did. Just go see the movie. Number 31. Qbert is the second best character in this film. Period. And that's kind of sad considering he comes in right near the end of the movie. I mean, I think he comes in with like 40 minutes left or so. That's just not. It's very not good. Number 33. Really, Lady Lisa is in love with Wonder Kid. This is stupid. Number 33. Plot twist was terrible. Of course Tyrion Lannister cheated. Nerd, I say. Number 34. Donkey Kong. Yes! Exclamation point. Number 35. We will rock you. Seriously though, Queen is awesome. Rest in peace, Freddie Mercury. Number 36. Yes! They beat Donkey Kong by throwing a mighty hammer. Thor is amused. Yes, yes, yes. Number 37. This movie is literally a nerd's dream. I mean, you win the girl by being really awesome at video games? Seriously, if you say you haven't had this dream, you are a liar. And I don't like liars. You understand me, mortals? Do not lie. So that was actually all of my thoughts on the film. Notice how short they were. It's because I don't really hold this movie in a super high regard as, you know, other films that I've reviewed so far. Overall, the movie was kind of flat. I mean, especially if you love comedy movies. I mentioned that they just throw jokes in your face and they're very, 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 very bad jokes. I mean, my puns are better than half of the jokes that they say in this movie. And let me tell you, my puns are terrible. I mean, I know it. I'm self-aware here. But if you love comedy movies, this is just not a good comedy movie. However, if you do love video games like I do, then this movie is totally worth seeing. I mean, albeit on Redbox or something of that sort, because it's totally not worth the $6 to $10 to see it in theaters. I mean, as great as the ending is, and as fantastic as they make the video game final boss battle versus all of the video game characters, as awesome as that is, the rest of the movie in between the fight scenes just does not hold up. I mean, it's absolutely boring. I literally drank a lot during this movie because it was so boring. So, what do I give it? Well, I give it 2.5 Mjolnirs out of 5, because, to be fair, the ending did have me feeling some kind of way. Shut up, Heimdall! I know! So, folks, thank you for listening to Thor's Movie Reviews here on That's Otaku Live Radio Show. I have to jet, actually. I have a prior engagement to get to. You know, saving the world comes with its perks, if you know what I'm saying. I'm getting free ale, so mic drop. Goodbye, folks. I will talk to everyone next week.
And there he goes back to Asgard. It sounds like he was suffering from some Asgardian flu.
I hope so. I so hope so.
Ouch.
Do Asgardians get the flu?
Tough to say. It's probably not our type of flu. It's probably like their own type of flu. It's like I don't know. Maybe he sneezes lightning or something. You don't want to kill anyone.
Oh my god! Can you imagine that?
That would stink.
Sneezes lightning.
And he probably doesn't want to kill anybody, so he's going back to Asgard.
Oh my god!
Sneeze on a friend, and they'll just be like, "Ew."
Oh my god! Well, guys, now it's time to debut Bizarre Facts. Our guest is already on the line, but so let's make this quick before we go on to Miss Nicole. So, guys, get ready. Here's Bizarre Facts. Basically, I go on the internet and I find the weirdest stuff I could find. Some of the facts that are pretty much one of the weirdest, thought that you'd never thought were true. So let's start with number one. In 2007, an American man named Corey Taylor tried to fake his own death in order to get out of his own cell phone contract without paying a fee. It didn't work.
Corey Taylor, like, wait, he's frontman for Slipknot, Corey Taylor? Corey Taylor is his lead singer for Slipknot.
Yeah.
Well, that's the guy's name, Corey Taylor.
Wow.
There could be more Corey Taylors. Maybe there was a middle name that they didn't put there. But in 2007, a man tried to fake his own death just to get out of a cell phone contract.
That's retarded.
If it was actually Corey Taylor from Slipknot, it's like, dude,
you're pretty funny.
You're the lead man for Slipknot.
Would you guys ever try to do something like that?
No. Just like a cell phone bill? No.
He's like rich. He could get out of it. But
obviously it didn't work, but still, that's cutting it a little bit too much.
That's really cutting it too much.
Jesus. All right, and here's number two. In 1567, the man said to have the longest beard in the world, died after he tripped over his own beard running away from a fire.
Oh my god.
Oh man, he must have like snapped his neck or something. That sucks.
Anyone a fan of facial hair?
I do enjoy facial hair on a guy, but not long enough to reach the floor.
I like manscaping beard.
Manscaping beard.
I don't know if that's a term.
Nice trimmed beard.
Yeah.
Not like ZZ Top.
You can look like a lumberjack. That's hot. If you look like a Viking, even better. I don't know why.
Yeah, but to a point that your beard reaches the floor.
No, that's too much. Have you seen Vikings on History Channel?
Not yet.
Oh my god.
But the guy tripped on his own beard and died. He didn't burn. He didn't burn in the fire. He died from tripping on his own beard.
Why wouldn't he just pick up the beard? just pick it up and seriously, dude.
Hey, it was 1567. It's not freaking 2015. Okay.
Even 1567 or not, it's not like he's a moron. You're running. Pick up your beard. Pick up your beard.
Wow.
I never thought I'd say
and
that.
Here's the last one, guys. Get ready for this one because this one's kind of sick. The Romans used to clean and whiten their teeth with their own urine.
Oh my god!
Apparently it works. Please don't do this though.
I already knew about that.
Thank you.
I already knew that. Supposedly they'd also drink it because it has.
So that's why your teeth are so white.
No. I'm not, first off, I'm not Roman, and they're not white. And, no, that's gross. I only knew about that because I think I saw that on, I saw it on some, a show. I don't know what show, but, like, they talked about how the Romans used to drink their own pee and all that whatnot. And I was just like, y'all are sick.
Well, guys, that was the bizarre facts of this week's episode. Which one has to be your favorite bizarre facts of that, Harley?
Nope.
No.
You didn't like any of them?
None of them are my
next
favorite.
Week, I'm finding you a spider bizarre.
You do that, I'll hit you.
Okay, maybe not.
And we're all here in the same room now, so she can do it.
Molly, yeah. What was your favorite bizarre fact?
My favorite is how ridiculous this, the beard guy was, just like dying from that. Like, that's a very stupid way to die. Now he's going to be known as the guy who died in a very stupid way. This dog's drinking water.
That's just me. I could say something very nasty.
No,
shut your mouth. It's your dog drinking water. Yeah. Tell the truth.
Yeah, exactly. I thought it was like someone plunging a toilet. Lapping away water.
All of us here on Otaku Life have very running diarrhea, so we.
Don't try to blame us for your problems.
Listen. All right, so guys, basically that was bizarre facts. I have to say, my favorite one was also the beard guy. The fact that the guy tripped on his own beard trying to run away. Not to say that I'm making fun of his own death, but still, come on, pick up your beard.
Why even get that long?
World record, Harley.
They did not keep records in 1560, whatever you said.
Yeah, they do. What?
They didn't have the Guinness Book of World Records back then. It was 1560. I don't even think paper was made yet.
Are you serious?
I don't freaking know my history.
Get out of here, Molly.
No.
Well, guys, it's now time to welcome our guest of the evening. Are you ready to speak to a gamer for once on the show,
Molly?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, she's actually on her third year studying video game design. Okay.
That's awesome.
So let's go ahead and bring on.
We're not worthy.
Exactly. We're really not worthy. We should just all say at the same. And as a matter of fact, she was celebrating her birthday 2 days ago.
Aww.
So she turned the big 21. So we're good.
She's 21.
She's 21, and she's soon to be a video game developer.
What have I been doing with my
absolutely life? Nothing. And I'm 23. I'm older than her.
I'm 33, and I'm here sitting next to you.
Well, it's too late for you now, but
yeah, right. You're still young.
Well, guys, let's go ahead and welcome Miss Nicole, aka Gamer Girl. Miss Nicole, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Welcome to the show, Nicole. Welcome to that Otaku Life. I'm pretty sure you were cracking up on the other end there.
Yeah.
Well, Nicole, you know, welcome to the show. Actually, in the beginning of the show, I was talking about how your boyfriend is a Master Chief. My girlfriend is a Jasmine body pillow. So it's
not the same.
You can't relate to her.
Yeah, you really can't, Chris. That pillow. Oh my god.
Yeah, oh god.
I'm sorry that he's comparing you to himself.
Like, no, I'm sorry. Master Chief by far would be a better relationship than Jasmine.
At least he can protect her.
Yeah.
Hey.
And look sexy at all times.
Did you know that he rides Ferris wheels with Nicole over here?
Oh my god, that's so cute.
That's adorable. I don't know.
See?
That's just sweet.
At least they go out on
me. Love you, Jasmine.
Nicole, House of Burbs says, welcome to the summoning circle, Nicole. I don't know what that means. But basically,
welcome to the machine.
So, Nicole, my first question, because, of course, we just were mentioning how your birthday was 2 days ago. You just turned the big 2-1.
Happy belated birthday.
Which we're all going to sing happy birthday to you in a minute. But
birthday to you.
But basically, you're 21. You're in your third year already going into video game design. How did you get into this? Because a lot of people at your age is, like, in my opinion, at least here in Miami, is thinking, like, partying, lifestyle, clubbing, you know, all that stuff. But you're on your third year term already in video game design. What made you decide to choose video game design?
Well, I already knew what I wanted to be when I was 10 years old. So.
Oh, wow.
Hey. Wow.
Yeah. Got a life set up already.
Whew. So, yeah, I'm going to do this.
Ever since I knew that people made video games, I wanted to do that, and that's what I've always wanted to do. So that's why when I was a senior in high school, I was looking into colleges that teaches game development. And so I picked the one at SF.
That's interesting. So when you were a senior in high school when you decided, hey, I want to become a video game designer, was there any game in particular that probably caught your attention to say, I want to create something like that?
The game that I played when I was 10, which was Final Fantasy X, inspired me
to do
game design.
So it was Final Fantasy that got you into basically the video game designing?
Yeah.
Interesting. So with that being said, because you said Final Fantasy X, what was your opinion on apparently the most failed Final Fantasy being Final Fantasy X2?
Oh.
A lot of people didn't like it too much, unfortunately.
Oh,
I didn't like it.
You liked it, but you didn't love it.
Yeah, it's because it was timed and I like turn-based.
So, with this whole X2, you know, and Final Fantasy, you know, now, of course, Final Fantasy has taken a whole, you know, role of its own now with the next-gen consoles and all that stuff. And I see that you've actually done some 3D modeling yourself with Destiny, the Ghost of Destiny as well. Tell us a little bit about, you know, what's your opinion on all this future, you know, game stuff that are coming out now. Like, compared to Final Fantasy X, Final Fantasy X was like, you know, to Miami, like how is Disney, Magic Kingdom, where now I feel like we're in California, no pun intended, because that's where you're calling from, California, where you have Disney World. So that's
well,
how
we have Disney World. They have Disneyland.
No, my bad then.
No, you're Disney right, George.
Learn how to Disney.
Yeah.
And you're married to a Disney princess.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jasmine. She does. Love you.
She doesn't believe you.
She doesn't believe you anymore.
So what's your take on the advancement of the video game, you know, world right now? Because obviously, Nicole, you're now part of the video game world. You're part of the up and coming with the development and all that stuff. What's your opinion on the advancement of video gaming?
I don't know. There's so many games that have like DLCs or something, and I just feel like the studios, like the AAA studios, they just want money. So, like they just bring out an unfinished game, and then like they bring out DLCs just to get your money. And I wish it was like back in the day when you would just complete something and you would unlock like something amazing in the game, but. That's why I'm more into looking into indie game studios instead of AAA. After I went to a convention a few months ago. So I don't know, I want to be part of a AAA studio, but it's all they want is your money.
I agree with you 100% on that. I was actually talking to people the other day, like nowadays, people send you, like, people give you, like, these really cruddy games that only have, like, half the stuff that you would need, and they say, oh, yeah, you can get it, you just gotta buy it. But no, back then, it was like, oh, complete this game with one hand tied behind your back, and then you get this cool stuff. Not buy it. Like,
yeah, it's so annoying.
I hate that about new games nowadays. Like, I mostly play older games.
With that, I mean, like, I can understand, like, one or two things that you have to download.
Yeah.
But, like, a lot of stuff is just ridiculous.
Yeah,
like I'm already paying 70.
You want to beat this dragon, you need the gold armor. Get the gold armor, buy it.
$10.
$10. Yeah, and then ridiculous prices.
Like, no, like, I understand, like, if it's one or two things, like, cool, whatever.
Optional
Optional.
Things. I mean, not things you actually need.
Well, what games have things that you actually need?
Well, no, I can't point them out, like, at the moment, because I don't own games that do that.
I'm pretty sure you've seen it
somewhere. Oh, no, there most definitely are.
Yeah, no, it's just ridiculous.
And now even the chat room is actually agreeing with you as well, Nicole. He says, and I quote, exactly, before you paid for a full game, it's like you get a full burger. And now they give you, like, the buns, but you have to pay for the meat and cheese. And
yeah, stuff. I saw a picture like that on the internet of it.
Yeah.
But, and I have a question from a listener. They want to know, let me see here. Okay. If you could make a game about yourself, Nicole, how would the game be like?
Awesome.
Awesome.
Just saying.
I would be spending it mostly indoors in my house.
It would be like a sim game.
Yeah.
I love the Sims.
They're so funny.
So, and basically, is there any specific idea of a game that you have in mind already when you're done with school and all that stuff? Is there any already set in stone plan that you have, Nicole, for a game that you already have in mind?
No. Well, I think all my ideas are not that great, but...
Do not think that way, because you never know. There are plenty of developers that thought, no one's going to like this.
You know what?
And now
Just do it! Do it!
Please.
Just do it!
We'll play it.
I'm still uploading it to the internet. It's still taking time, still finishing the game I'm working on. But, yeah.
Let us know when it's on, and I'll play it.
As a matter of fact, House of Verbs just said, just do it. Don't let your dreams be dreams. Just do it. So
Shia LaBeouf up in here.
But what kind of game are you already uploading? Can you give us a little idea what kind of game you're uploading there?
It's just a small level that I did over the summer in one of my level design classes. It's just about a girl waking up from a dream, and then there's this guardian watching over you while you sleep, and you have to follow it because it woke you up. And I'm not going to spoil the end, but that's pretty much the story, that you follow this little firefly of some sort because it wants to meet you, but you can't meet him in the real world. You have to teleport to his world.
That's actually sounds really cool.
Yeah, it sounds like very fantasy. That
it sounds very
So basically, you have to find spirit or per se or this that wakes you up. You said that, and then the whole game is like kind of an adventure to find it.
Yeah, and you have to do little puzzles and stuff too.
Oh,
that kind of reminds me of King's Quest, made by Sierra Games.
Yeah, it does. That sounds like, and as
Let
a matter
of fact, that game's awesome.
And look, listen to this, Nicole. Another a fan here, Naive, says uploaded.
That means they're serious.
Yeah, exactly. So he wants to play it too. So basically, I'm done with my questions. Thank you very much for answering my questions, Nicole. I'm going to start asking you about your Master Chief after my two girls here are done.
Oh, my God.
But,
no double dates.
No double dates.
No, I don't do double dates, okay? Jasmine and I, what we do is solo.
Oh!
So,
I'm so sorry, Nicole.
as a matter of fact, Nicole, Naive wants me to ask you a question. He wants to know if your game is like Limbo.
Oh, I've started playing that. It's really cool.
It's a first person, so it's not a platformer. But I guess it's kind of like that, yeah.
Alrighty, well, there you go, Naive. There's your answer. So Molly, take it away. The mic is all yours, my dear.
Okay. Hey, Nicole. I'm actually not too into the newer games, mostly because of my rant, as you can obviously tell. I did have a quick question, though. You played Final Fantasy. You did play Final Fantasy and all that, but I'm sure you've played other older games. What were some of the older consoles that you had when you were younger?
I was a PlayStation baby, so I only played PlayStation.
Nothing else before that, Nintendo 64 or Genesis or anything?
No, unfortunately. My dad was a PlayStation person, so I wasn't experienced with that.
It's okay, I was a PlayStation baby too.
Yeah, it's no problem. None of this is your fault. I was just curious.
What, are you saying something bad about PlayStation?
No, I had PlayStation also, only I had Genesis before that.
Oh, I had a Sega too.
Well, then you lied.
I just thought of that now. I'm like, wait, I had a Sega.
Well, given that PlayStation was the oldest console that you've played, besides Final Fantasy, what was your just absolute most favorite game just to go back to and just play over and over again, no matter how many times you've beaten it?
Probably Kingdom Hearts or Jak and Daxter. It's hard to say.
Yes! Jack and Daxter.
Yeah.
Oh, why are you in California? You need to come here so we can all be best friends.
I know.
Jack and Daxter is awesome. Jack and Daxter.
I'm trying to actually make a Daxter plushie.
Do it.
Oh, do it. I just need the yellow for him. I can't find the yellow.
Dye it. I don't know.
I don't know. I gotta figure something out. But like, oh, I want to make him so I can put him on my shoulder because I want to cosplay Tess.
Aww.
His girlfriend. Well
kind of girlfriend.
I mean, she turns into an Oxel too at one point. So it's like, I don't know.
Aww. I don't know. Oh, shoot. I lost my question. I lost my other question.
I'm sorry. We all bonded over Jack and Dexter.
I know.
It's okay.
Were you ever into, like, any fighting games?
I suck at fighting games, but I love Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Yes.
Smash Bros. Is pretty cool.
That's the only thing that matters in life, Super Smash Bros. Brawl.
Hey, now.
Well, fighting ones.
But there's other good fighting games.
Nope.
Well, geez. So blunt.
No, I mean, Soul Calibur is good too.
Yeah, but there's other good fighting games.
Except for that new one that came out.
Hey, why are you looking at me like I made it? Jeez.
No, I'm just saying that. The
I know, it's just, you're glaring at me like, Soul the new Soul Calibur, Molly.
Is it Soul Calibur 5, I think?
I don't know. They've
took out a lot of good characters.
And really?
They just put in some new characters that are just...
Well, oh, here's a pretty interesting thing. We are actually going to talk a little later about what game should be Game of the Year. What do you think would be Game of the Year, Nicole?
Of this year?
Yeah, this year.
God. I don't know. I haven't played a game yet that makes me go, oh my god.
Yeah, no, I'm on the same boat too. I really don't know, like... Well, what's the? I mean, maybe Arkham Knight. I think Arkham Knight will probably get it, seeing as the other ones all did. But I don't know. I'm pretty iffy. Gee. Thanks, George. George, and I go. Yeah.
Yeah.
I lost my other question.
Bro, you're like a blonde today.
Shut up.
Jesus.
Next time, just write them down.
I don't have Peppa.
So,
I have Peppa.
So, well, Molly, while you're brainstorming of wondering what question, you know, you're cooking up in your brain there, you know, Harley, you can take it away while she's waiting on the question to pop back in her head.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What's your biggest passion for games? Like, is it the fact that, like, creating a story kind of way, like, for how writers, you know, write down their own book and their own characters, their own scenarios and problems? I mean, well, tell me.
I mostly love environments that game developers make, because it's just, I spend so many hours just exploring the world and not, I'm just taking my time with that. And also all the stories that I come up with. I cry so many times in so many video games. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I know the feeling. Like, have you played Mass Effect before?
I haven't yet. I have it, but I haven't played it yet.
Like, in some of the games, like in all three of the games, like, I've cried a little when every time a character dies because they put, like, so much, like, emotion, so much, like...
You connect to the characters.
Yeah, they give you, like, a connection to it. They just don't, like, oh, there's this character, whatever. And it's like, no, it's like, there's so much to that character, especially, like, oh, man. I don't want to spoil it because you have it and you haven't played it yet. But, like, one of the characters, he's so sweet to you. And it's just, like, you can have them live or you can have them die, but, like, sometimes I have them die by accident.
Aw.
You have to choose right. But, like,
I
cried
decisions,
so...
Guys.
Hard when the character died, and it's just like, why? And then my boyfriend walks into the room just like, what happened? And it's like, a character died. He's like, it's just a character from a video game. I'm like, you don't know what it means to me.
You don't understand.
I spent a lot of my hours of my life in this game invested in these characters, like,
the most emotion I ever show is just straight up rage when I'm fighting the character, and I just keep losing like so many times. Honestly, that's why I've given up on Kingdom Hearts. I did. I don't know how many times I had to fight this guy Riku when he's possessed by Ansem.
Oh
my god, so many times I've done
the first one?
Yeah, the first Kingdom Hearts.
Oh, so when he's got like that weird heart outfit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and it's that long cutscene you have to wait through before the actual fight. Oh. I don't even know how many times I tried fighting. I think it was like 50 times. I rage quit. No, I had to. I couldn't. I didn't have the sanity left in me to do it.
Did you upgrade Sora?
I did whatever I could. I did everything, all that happy stuff, whatever you just said. There was a time where I was just like, I only had to like sneeze on his hair to kill him. And then he just finished me off. And I was like, you know what? I'm done. I'm finished. I'm done.
Well, I can beat him for you.
I don't want to beat for me.
Okay.
I want to do it myself.
I'm just offering help.
I know. And I appreciate it. But it doesn't mean anything if I don't beat him myself. Then I'm just like a coward.
Well, not really. You just need a little help. Whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. Gee, thanks.
Another question. What's your favorite type of, like, what's your favorite style of game? I'm assuming you like turn-based a lot more.
Yeah. You mean like a genre of game?
Yeah.
I like first-person shooters.
Oh, you like first-person shooters. Alrighty.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. What's your favorite first-person shooter?
Halo.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, yeah.
Why did I even bother asking?
Her boyfriend's Master Chief.
Yeah.
What? Yes.
Yeah.
She says silly it so happily. Like, silly, yeah. Polly. It's so great.
While you guys are talking, I'm going to pull up one of her little videos from Instagram where she's riding a Ferris wheel with Master Chief.
That is awesome.
Oh, my God.
Yep, he's going to out you.
Yep.
And now everybody on the chat room is going to tune in and they're going to be like, I want to see.
I'm going to post a link on the page.
Do it.
It'll be so cute.
Oh my god, that is so friggin' adorable.
Show me. I want to see.
Isn't she so cute?
I'm sorry. That's really cute.
Oh my god.
She has such a face of innocence.
Well, another question is, I get bullied for being a gamer girl. Do you get bullied for that too?
Oh like, my god, yes. So people are like,
oh yeah, she can't play games. She's a girl, me.
Yeah, I've been bullied ever since elementary school. It's ridiculous.
Oh, it's really dumb. Yeah. It's like, oh, you're a gamer girl. You're probably not good at all. Meanwhile, yeah. Mercs. Assassin's Creed is my game.
Or you probably just take sexy pictures with controllers. You don't even know how they work.
And I'm like, oh yeah, let me put this controller on like my boobs.
Like, challenge me in a game of Guilty Gear and we'll see just how bad I am.
Oh god.
Knock me to the ground.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Like, I'll walk into GameStop and it's like, are you lost? And I was like, no.
Uh-huh. Oh no, I'll never forget when I was buying Marvel vs. Capcom 2. They asked me, oh, is it for your boyfriend?
No, it's for me.
Wow.
Dummy.
Well, actually, at the time, I didn't have my boyfriend that I'm with now. So I said, no, I don't have a boyfriend. And then they looked at me like, really?
Oh,
I was like,
single gamer girl?
Crud.
Nicole, I'm so sorry, Harley, for interrupting you, but.
No, you're not.
Oh, okay. You're done. But basically, I wanted to ask you, now that Harley brought that point up about, you know, girls being bullied and in the video game world and all that stuff, has that ever, because I know, of course, you're a video game designer, and at the same time, you're a gamer. We were talking about gaming, obviously, being bullied in the gaming. But have you ever been, like, on your first year or as a senior in high school, were you ever looked down upon when you said, oh, I want to become a video game designer after, you know, being a girl and all?
Some people thought it was cool, but some people didn't have faith in me that I could do it because this field of study is mostly male-dominated. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, but yeah. I want to prove them wrong. So
I was yeah, you go, that. Girl. Do it.
So what are... So, can, like, for inspirational words, Basically, can you tell us what you're doing right now to basically go against those negative naysayers? Like, what are you doing right now to go against the bullies? And what would you tell other girls who are trying to become video game developers or, you know, or gamers per se? What would you tell them to do?
I would just ignore all the haters and just do what you love, because, like, if you keep doing what you love to do, nothing will stop you, because I ignored everyone that hated on me, so, and I'm doing pretty good, almost graduating. Hey.
Sweet.
Congrats.
That's how she's combating it. She's I'm almost graduating from this, so you guys can go,
suck it.
Exactly. See, she hardly read my mind.
And Nicole, walking into the first day in college, you know, to start your video game design, was it also a male-dominated classroom when anytime you walked into one of those classes, or were there more than just one female in there?
Well, most of my classes, I was the only female.
Oh wow!
There were a few classes where I had like another female classmate or three others. But yeah, it's really hard to.
The majority of the classes are always guys, right?
Yeah, but I think gender doesn't really matter, as long as your work is really good. Then I don't think.
No, of course not.
Your work is going to speak for itself in the end.
The only problem is the whole negative stereotyping thing. Some girls get like a little intimidated to actually enter because. I've actually read like articles about actual female like game developers or like even people in the executive position getting threats from other guys because of the fact that they're a woman.
Holy crap.
Really?
Yeah. I forgot who it was, but it was some woman that she's actually a high up, like somebody in the high up position in a popular company, and she gets threats all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not trying to discourage you. No. I'm not trying to discourage you.
Invest in a teaser.
That
a cute little pink one too, so it's even funnier.
That's her favorite color too. Pink.
The threats are mostly like from like Twitter and stuff like that, you know, internet trolls and all that whatnot. But still, you know, the fact is that people take the time to actually write something
people are so stupid anyways. No. I'm sorry. You're gonna threaten someone on the internet? Congrats. You can go to jail for that.
Yeah, true. Exactly. Especially because, you know, once it's written there, that's all the proof that you need.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, you pretty much sign your own jail time right there. Yep. It's like, hey, I want to go to jail. Here you go.
Pro tip, Nicole.
my last question about this whole bullying stuff, Nicole, because this is really a very touchy subject to a lot of females trying to be in your same shoes. So I'm kind of trying to inspire a lot of people out there to, you know, follow their dreams, just like you're trying to inspire them. You know, when you're in class, I hope it's different for you now. That's a lot easier for you and your classmates. But like when you first started, and I'm assuming that you guys had group projects together. Did you ever have an issue, like, because again, male dominant world of video game design, did you ever have an issue finding that group to help you, like to help you advance? Or did you have to fight, you know, for everything by yourself at the beginning?
It's really hard because since I'm pretty soft-spoken and I'm pretty nice. So whenever I tell them to do something in the group or I want this to be done by this deadline, they don't listen to me. But I try to be like really harsh, but it's really hard but whenever the group leader is a guy, it's different. I don't know, it's weird. But yeah, I just have to bring myself down.
So basically, you're telling me that, you know, when you're in a group project per se, and let's say the guy is the leader in the project. And you have this idea, it's kind of hard for the group to assess the idea?
Yeah, especially because in high school, they taught game design, and I was the leader of the game. And they kept just like not attacking me, but bashing on my ideas and stuff. But my instructor loved my idea, so I think it's pretty sad. But we got through the game.
Is it still happening now for you though? Like, is that challenge still happening for you currently in your third year in college?
Yes.
Oh wow! Yes.
Wow!
Wow!
Yeah.
Well, but, at the end of, go ahead, Nicole. I'm sorry.
Oh yeah, but my instructor notices these things, so he sometimes gives me a better grade than everyone else because.
Yes.
Because another person notices what I'm going through and reports to the instructor sometimes, and he notices it too. So
that's good.
Mm-hmm. That's very good.
That's good.
It works.
Now, on to positive note. Last question for me. I don't know if my two girls here have any questions for you left, but basically, is there any company that you have your eyes set to work with, you know, as far as like once you're graduated, you know, there's so many, there's Naughty Dog, there's Bungie.
She answered that question already.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh.
She did?
Yeah, I believe you said you wanted to work with an indie company.
Oh, yeah, and there's some other AAA I've always wanted to work with.
See, I told you.
Okay. Well, hey, I was gonna go for detail here. Name drops.
Well, you weren't listening.
Yes, I was listening. I was because I was going for a name drop. That's what you call a name drop, woman.
She did drop a name.
Listen, homie.
Oh my God. Ow! Oh, Mia.
Yeah. So basically, no. Well, then I'm done with all my questions. Molly, anything from you?
Not really. I'm pretty good. Pretty much any questions that I had thought of was already either asked by you guys or just answered by Nicole, like just from her speaking. So I'm pretty good.
All right, Harley.
I'm very good.
You're good. Okay.
She's good.
So guys, before Nicole goes, I do want to wish her a happy birthday before she goes.
Happy birthday!
So, aww, thank you.
So let's go ahead and you guys. Do you mind doing a singing trio with me, or do
Wait,
I have to sing
it? Is it a happy birthday song? Never mind.
Or do I have to sing it by myself?
I'll You're on your own.
Hurry up.
Okay, so it's one, two, three, four.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Nicole. Happy birthday to you
and many more.
Oh, yay.
And my producer, aka my mother, says "Ay Dios mío," which means "Oh my God" in Spanish, in English.
Yes.
So basically, our producer here has no idea what she got herself into.
Oh.
So Nicole, before you go, let's do some plugs here. How can listeners follow you, whether it be on social media like Instagram, Facebook? Where can they catch your work, things of that nature, any kind of plugs you want to go ahead and do?
They can follow me on Instagram. It's girlgamer1994. I go on that all the time. And I have a portfolio website, too. It's nicoledesus.weebly.com. That's all of my work that I've done in my college. And I do live stream too, but not as much. So I wouldn't cheer that out because I rarely live stream now.
What, Twitch, or do you do Twitch or Ustream?
I use Twitch to live stream, but I rarely live stream now.
Hey, Twitch, that was a cheap plug. I hope I get some sponsorship money out of that.
didn't say it. She did.
No, I asked her. Hey, is it Twitch? I mentioned Twitch, okay? So Twitch, I expect a check. So, Nicole, thank you so very much for coming on our show. I know this was your first ever interview, being 21 years old, already your third year in college, almost there to become a video game developer. You guys, you know, you are an inspiration to many, many females out there, especially being so young. Mm-hmm. So I wish you all the best, Nicole.
We do too. We wish you the best.
Yes.
Thank you.
Kick everyone's
Thank you.
Butt. You're welcome.
Our
pleasure. Our pleasure. So go back to sleep. I know it's very early over there in California. So go back to sleep. We'll talk later, okay?
Bye, Nicole.
Bye.
Bye. All right, guys, that was Nicole De Jesus, aka Gamer Girl from California. What a sweet young little girl.
I adore her.
She is such adorable young lady. She's an inspiration.
She really is.
Being 21 years old, everyone looking down on her in college, you know, and in school, everyone saying, "Oh, you're never gonna make it." And look at her; she's in her third year in college.
She's about to graduate too.
Yep.
That too.
So people, when you think that you can never do something,
prove them wrong.
Exactly. Prove them wrong, because you got a perfect story in Nicole De Jesus that's 21 years old, had everyone doubting her, and she's about to graduate. And a male dominant universe too, in the video game world.
She's gonna go places. I mean, hopefully she goes places.
No, she will.
No, yeah, she will. I forgot what I said.
Well, guys, that was a great interview. So let's go ahead and hit up our final topic of tonight, which is pretty much the game of the year thus far. Guys, I have to say at this game, this year has been filled with great games. Filled.
Oh, yeah.
It has not disappointed, not yet, at least for the games I've played. You know, I could tell you this right now. The only game that I did not like was Godzilla. Which is pretty much the same over and over again from the PlayStation 2 era and PlayStation 3. But I have to say that the game of the year, if given the option to me, will go to The Witcher.
Really?
The Witcher 3?
Yep, The Witcher Wild Hunt. That game does not stop with missions. It doesn't. If you play just going into it, it just does not stop. More missions pop up. And on top of that, listen to this, because remember we were talking about the whole DLC with Nicole?
Yeah.
They said if you purchase The Witcher for supporting the game, the developers have said all future DLC is free.
Really?
Any kind of DLC that ever comes out for that game is absolutely free, and that is because they thank the fans for their support.
Now you know what's going to happen. All the other companies are going to jump on the bandwagon and do that. It's like, oh, we get our stuff free too.
I doubt it.
You never know. I'm not sure. In my opinion, I really do think that Arkham Knight's going to get the game of the year.
They're coming out with a bunch of DLCs too.
Okay, Alejandro is correcting me here. He says that they released some free DLC and there is some paid DLC. Now, guys, by all means,
it was too good to be true.
I knew it. I knew you were lying.
It was all Jasmine's fault.
Don't you try putting this on her.
You know, poor woman females in games, bro.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
You did not just do that.
Especially since
technically really the majority of this radio show is women.
Listen.
Yeah.
You know what?
You know what? You can get the heck out of this house right now.
Okay. Get the heck out of your house.
Because last time I checked from Assassin's Creed, how many times did you die?
All of the times.
I died once and you died 10.
No.
Oh.
Oh, man. That just reminds me of the funny story of, like, I was playing one with, like, it was 3 against 2 and I was on the 2 side.
No.
And it was Manhunt. And these guys were really, really rude because they decided, oh, I have a lot of swig. I'm like, what?
Swig?
What the hell is swig?
They're trying to say swag. Oh.
And I'm like, man. And he tells me, you need to shut up. And I'm like, I just asked what the hell you just said. I wasn't even being rude or anything like that. I'm
what
like,
a tool.
What is swig? What is swig? I don't understand.
Swig? Well, he's like, technically swig means like, oh, I'm going to have a swig of water. Like a
yeah. Sip. I was thinking like, freaking pirate terms, whatever. And then from there, like, they were killing off my teammate or whatever. And they all decided at the end of the game to all target me because I had 3 little red marks around me.
Oh my god.
They didn't kill me. They won the match, but they didn't kill me. And it's like, you guys are losers.
I hate people like that.
Well, yeah, I guess. Freaking people.
Anyway,
but basically, going back to the topic at hand, Molly, what do you think will be the game of the year for you?
I really do think it'll be Arkham Knight, because, I mean, Rocksteady's...
Have you played it?
I haven't played it, but I've seen gameplay of it. I've watched.
Well, it's on the same thing. And I remember.
Hello, everybody. My name is Mark Blair.
Oh my god.
Shut up! I didn't even say that.
I don't know why. I just thought of Markiplier playing the game. And I think
is it because my name begins with an M too, you M-ist?
I'm an M-ist? My middle name has an M.
My first has an M. Anywho.
Whatever, more.
I watched game.
You got something to say, George?
Say it now.
Huh?
Want to share it with the classroom? Huh?
Huh?
So I thought.
Yeah, exactly.
All I gotta say is the word door, and all of a sudden you become water.
What?
Water?
Water.
No, because
No, I don't like Thor anymore. Oh. He was ruined.
George has lost it, people. I repeat, George has lost it.
He was ruined.
Ruined.
Well,
now he giggles himself silly.
I officially lost my train of thought.
Congratulations. That's what happens to us here on Otaku Life.
Yep. Not
derailing
only
derailing trains.
We lose ourselves, we talk sex, and we get harassed by
No. You talk sex. We try to diverge the conversation back into not sex.
Exactly.
Heard. Alrighty, so Harley, what do you think will be winning game of the year thus far?
I don't know.
She don't know, don't care.
I don't know.
Say Arkham Knight.
Okay.
Be on my side.
Arkham Knight.
Sweet.
Oh, come on.
You lose.
Really? Really?
I haven't really played any of the newer games except for Arkham Knight, honestly, because I don't believe in paying $50 for a game.
Yeah, that's
so I'll wait until the game is out of date and play it.
That's exactly what I do too.
I'm also very cheap when it comes to cosplay.
Cheap about everything.
It's not being called cheap. It's being called a smart shopper.
Oh, sorry.
Right. Yeah, like I know I want to play The Order, and I know I heard that it's a short game.
Oh my God, Alejandro should be kicked out of the chat room.
Right. What happened?
Why?
Because he says Splatoon should be a game.
No,
Splatoon.
For kids. I mean, I'll admit Splatoon's looks like a really fun game and all that, but I don't know about game of the year.
No,
isn't it kind of just like another shooter? Kind of, sort of.
I don't know. I can't really say much. I mean, it's a kid's game, so I'm not going to... I mean, everyone seems to really freaking like it.
No, yeah, it is a fun game. It's a really cool game.
I wouldn't take it serious from what I see of it. I don't want to talk smack about it either.
No.
Because it probably is a good game, but, like, I don't take it serious because it looks to me like a kid's game.
It kind of reminds me of, Little Big Planet, where you get the little painting.
Now, Little Big Planet...
Good
game.
It did get game of the year.
Yeah.
I think it deserved it 100%. It was completely different from
everything
else.
What was the racing game of Little Big Planet?
Big Planet Karting.
No, they did another one.
It was not Little Big Planet Karting.
It was not that. It was something else. It was made by the same creators of Little Big Planet, but it was a game where you created your own kart and everything.
Yeah, Little Big Planet Karting. You made your own kart and everything.
No, it was something called something else.
Oh my God.
Mod Nation Racers. Thank you. Mod Nation Racers.
Who corrected him?
House of Burbs.
Oh.
Good job, House of Burbs.
Thank you, House of Burbs, because apparently these two girls know more.
Little Big Planet Racing.
Because that's exactly what you're describing. Little Big Planet character. You get to design
it. It was made by the same creators of Little
Big Planet. Stop tapping on the table.
Yes, it was.
Oh my God, I'm going to freaking argue with you all day.
So was Little Big Planet.
She's just saying that you're freaking right.
I'm tired of this.
Stop talking. Okay. You're just looking for an excuse to talk.
Chat up.
Oh my God, he's actually quiet for once.
That's a shock.
What the hell?
I think we broke him.
What? Who are you? What have you done with George?
Ladies and gentlemen, George is broken.
Alejandro wants to know if he could argue too.
No. Not allowed.
I mean, you could try to, but it would just kind of be out of the chat. It would just be like, no, chat.
He probably wants to argue about Splatoon.
The Knight family says... my daughter says don't make her get the spoon out. She's going to spank you all for fighting.
Okay.
And Alejandro put a little sad face because he was denied it.
I've never been threatened with a spoon before. That's
Alejandro, if you want to call in to say something to our host, feel free.
Why? Why are you giving him this opportunity?
Alejandro, go ahead and call in.
He's my neighbor. Why would you give him this opportunity?
That's your neighbor?
But Alejandro, the number is on the top right corner.
Be like, hello, neighbor.
the Knight family says, I will bring the spoon Wednesday.
Oh, God.
Wait a minute. Oh, yeah. They have the video game night on
Yeah, the PDQ Night.
PDQ Night. Cheap plug. 101 21 West Flagler Street, guys. For anyone here living in Miami, video game night.
It is not a cosplay event. Not a cosplay event. Just putting that out there. It's a kid event for kids.
Cosplay event, you say?
No. No, we have cosplayers. We have people acting in character, but we are. It's not a cosplay event. So do not show up as a random Captain Jack Sparrow or a random Ghostbuster or a random.
That was.
It's video game night. We're doing Super Smash Brothers Brawl characters for the kids, and we have things planned for them. You know, like with Zero Suit Samus playing a shooting game with kids, you know, or Mario and Luigi so throwing a turtle shell through whatever or something. You
that
know,
like is mini games so for the kids. Cute.
So it's like it's organized and planned. It's not just random, spontaneous characters being there.
That is so cute.
That is true.
There's a lot of thought put into this, like a lot. And raffles, too, that the kids go crazy about.
Okay, we have a caller from area code 850. Let's go ahead and see who this is.
Oh, my God.
Caller from area code 850. Welcome to That Otaku Life. Who's this?
Tom Tom. No one knows. I don't think anyone knows my actual name, so it's not even worth saying it.
Robert.
Welcome
what?
Back.
No. What?
Not even close.
How do you get Tom Tom from Robert?
Me?
Are you serious?
No.
Molly, look at me.
I'm looking at you. I'm not serious.
Hey, Alejandro, shout out to you, man. You actually cosplayed the Watch Dogs from Watch Dogs. Shout out to you, bro. That's an actual great game, too. A lot of people didn't give it as much credit as it should have had. But shout out to you, man. Big time.
He's done other stuff, too. He's got some really cool costumes.
No, I see that he's done the Joker and all that stuff. But I just love the fact that...
Who gave him that idea?
I looked you up, Alejandro. That's how I found out. But I just creeped... Yeah, I just creeped you.
Why are you talking? You should be gone already.
But
that's just rude.
I know,
is
right?
Is it rude? Or is it the fact that nobody wants you around?
By nobody, she means Doris.
No, agree with me, Molly! Molly? Molly?
He hasn't done anything to wrong me!
Molly?
Well, Tom Tom, because you were not here when I first said it, and let's just repeat the bizarre facts for anyone that just came in. Tom, I'm going to share the bizarre facts with you and tell me what you think of each one. Okay, starting with this first. And especially because you have a beard, so one of them might actually go good for you.
His beard is ugly.
In 2007, an American man named Corey Taylor tried to fake his own death in order to get out of his cell phone contract without paying a fee. It didn't work.
Now, when
like
you hear the
Corey
name Corey
Taylor, the singer of...
I freaking knew it. See, I'm not crazy.
Nope.
I'm pretty sure that is Corey Taylor from Slipknot. There is no other person called Corey Taylor that
people don't know that.
I'm going to look it up, and if it's Corey Taylor from Slipknot, I'm going to hit you.
Okay. Number two.
In the face.
In the face, because Tom Tom just asked.
Number two. In 1567, the man said to have the longest beard in the world... died after he tripped over his beard running away from a fire.
I wish this was a story about
Wait, 1662, is that what you said?
1567.
67, that, I mean, who keeps track of history that long back?
See? See?
And number three, the Romans used to clean and whiten their teeth with urine. Apparently it works.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually knew that one.
See, everyone knows that.
So yeah.
I didn't know that.
So, which one of those three was your favorite little bizarre fact there, Tom Tom?
The guy who had a beard so long he died.
Woo! yeah, that's what everyone's favorite one was here.
Okay, now hang up.
Wow.
Dang.
All right, Tom.
I know.
I hope you cry.
Oh.
Jeez. I mean, I work all day, and this is what I come home to?
Yes, cry. Save me your salty tears in a jar.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Let me drink them later.
She wants to make a river.
So with that being said.
Make a smoothie out of his
tears.
That
was American Psycho stuff right there.
Oh, God. Well, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and close off the show for today.
See, he ruined the chance for Alejandro to say something, but at least
we're writing on the chat.
So, well, he says he wishes he could call in. I'm talking about Alejandro.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't have a phone. I remember that.
Yeah, shame. Maybe he
lost it.
Maybe he'll be another Corey Taylor.
Lead singer for Slipknot?
So, anyway,
that sounds like something he would do.
I'm pretty sure, because I'm looking it up, and it's saying it's Corey Taylor. So, George, you're a dummy.
Well, guys, time to shut up the show.
I promise Tom.
I
hit him for you.
Did not hit him.
The knife.
You tapped him with your freaking fist.
Knife family, we're going to go ahead and close off the show, but probably next week. Let her call in next week. We're closing off the show for today. But basically, done for today. It was a great episode, a very inspiring episode, mind you. Molly, it's time for plugs. Shoot.
All right. As usual, I do have my YouTube channel, Game Dames. That's game as in video games. Dames like game, but with a D. I'm actually in the works of editing my next video. It's going to be me and my friend Paula playing Guilty Gear Xrd, the newest one.
Why the heck do you never post it on the page, Molly?
Because I am a moron. All right. Is that what you want?
A moron.
I can't even say it right. Is that what you want to hear from me, Doris? Yeah. You want me to acknowledge my own foolishness?
Yeah.
That's mean. But, okay. So there's the YouTube channel, YouTube/GameDamesOfficial. There's my Twitter and Instagram. Both are Dame Molly May. And then there's my...
Thomas, can you, like, freaking cut whatever the heck is going in the background?
My Facebook page, Molly Gamboa.
I wish.
Also,
you can hang up so we don't have to hear the dog and whatever.
Yes, there's plugs.
Also, shout out to the Night Kids cosplay from the Night family. So that's always constantly listening to our show. So,
and Daniel, who's always promoting too.
Yeah, Daniel, thank you so very much for that.
What's Aaron's page? Crap, Hitler Aaron.
Jimmy the Cannon.
Yes, he always helps too.
Yeah, so Jimmy the Cannon, and also happy birthday to Saban. He's 13 now, so
yeah,
happy birthday from the
Otaku. Let's sing him happy birthday real quick.
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Sergeant Saban. Happy birthday to you.
Wow, we are such fun.
And many more.
You like that?
Wow, thanks for helping out, Thomas.
Tell me about it, Tom.
You don't want to hear me sing.
Harley, go ahead with your plugs, my dear.
You can find me on DeviantArt, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I had Tumblr, but I don't know how to access that account anymore. And it's Harley's Love Shack. That's it.
All right. And guys, make sure you like us on Facebook just by going onto facebook.com/thatotakulife, just like the title. You could also follow us right here on the Blog Talk Radio, keeping updated with all of our upcoming episodes and such. Again, we're going to be back on next Sunday at 2 p.m. again. Next Sunday, we haven't come up with the titles. Again, Bizarre Fox will be back. Jesus. And also,
scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, it's my dog again. Bizarre Facts will be back. And on top of that, Thor's movies reviews. Let me go and let the dog out. I'll be right back, folks.
Mara,
oh my God.
Mara, can you chill, please?
She's like, no, it's almost over. I need to let my presence be known.
Air.
Oh boy.
Thank you, Mara, for that. Yeah.
We all went just deaf for a second there.
I have a headache now.
All right, so.
It wasn't even from the dog. It's because Tom's on there.
Damn.
Yeah.
That deserves
it. Time you yelled about my dog.
Shots fired.
No, play it right now. You better
find it. I'm going for a sheesh.
Shots. I'm so ridiculous. George is dancing right now. Jesus.
How does Jasmine
finally we get to use the shot stick? All right, so guys, make sure you like us on Facebook. Like I said, facebook.com/ that otaku life. Tom, do you have any plugs?
No.
Go follow Thor on YouTube. It is Life of Thor. He does a lot of funny videos, and by a lot, I mean two.
That's a lot. Apparently, that's a lot. It's a lot for him.
It's gonna be growing.
Oh, whoa! That,
he'll be happy. He'll be healthy next week.
He won't be. He won't see lightning.
I want to see Thor riding a slip and slide.
Oh my god, that would be so funny.
You'll electrocute everyone.
I want to see Thor taking a belly dance class.
just wearing the little jingly skirt, and he's just trying to shake it. It's like, am I doing it right? Am I shaking?
Tell you what we'll do. On our fan page, for everyone that likes our fan page, obviously.
You know what?
Go and vote. You get to choose what you want to see Thor do in an upcoming Thor's video. Do you want to see him ride a slip and slide? Do you want to see him belly dance? Or anything,
I want to see him belly dance.
Or anything else.
And can we do a poll on there?
Yeah, can we? I don't know. Maybe we can use the comments.
Maybe we can. Or maybe we can post up a status or something.
Yeah,
or
just post comments. A question.
I'll make this happen somehow. I want to see the belly dance. Yeah. Two words.
Do you think Thor will be up to the challenge, Tom?
He's always up to any challenge.
Especially if Harley's the one issuing it.
Yep.
Fact.
So, my hammer's bigger than his, though.
Oh!
But yours can't shoot lightning.
Oh! So, anyone else for any last comments for today?
No.
Anyone? All right, guys. Well,
how now, brown cow? I love this mic.
Guys, for everyone here in don't worry, Tom, you'll be able to use this mic when we do our pre-show at SmackDown. But for everyone here in, you know, that otaku life, we just got one saying here. Don't ever forget. Otakus. I still can't believe that this is our quote here. Is it really our quote?
I don't know, George, is it?
You made it.
Well, I'm fine. Otakus get lucky too. Thank you so very much for Nicole for coming on. And again, we'll see you all next Sunday at 2 p.m. Good day, folks.
Bye.
You have now had the pleasure of listening to That Otaku Life. Thank you for listening, fellow nerds and nerdettes. We will return once again next Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. You won't want to miss the next episode of That Otaku Life. Otaku Life. Otaku Life.